From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block, and there is joy today in Richmond, Virginia. VCU, that's Virginia Commonwealth University, is this year's stunner in the NCAA basketball tournament. The Rams, an 11th seed, upset number one seed Kansas yesterday to make it to the Final Four. On the VCU campus today, lots of happy people lined up to buy T-shirts hot off the press.
My name's Brian Gresko. I'm a freshman. I'm crazy excited. I'm here waiting in line for the Final Four T-shirt over an hour before they get here, so it's amazing.
Alana Jacoby, I'm a junior. Amazing. Like, the city was in an uproar last night. It was pretty exciting. So I was screaming in the car with two of my other friends laughing at me because I got so into the game.
My name's Jessica Oberholzer.
I'm an alumni. We never did this while I was here. Can't wait for Saturday. The streets are just going to melt, I think. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be chaos.
Some Rams fans on the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond today. Rounding out the Final Four are Kentucky, UConn, and Butler. Butler and VCU hail from smaller mid-major conferences, which are becoming regular fixtures in the Final Four. How did that happen? NPR's Mike Pesca has a few theories.
In 2006, George Mason made it to the Final Four, and it was supposed to usher in an era where seeding and conference affiliation had no more bearing on success than the Pep Band's tuba section. It took a while, but the prophesized leveling may be upon us, and the world will celebrate. Except for ESPN's Dick Vitale, who drew upon his powers of analogy to decry VCU's very inclusion in the NCAA tournament over Colorado.
Look at Colorado's resume and look at VCU. It'd be an Eminem and mismatch, man. It would be like a beauty contest. Roseanne Bourne walking in versus Scarlett Johansson. No shot.
Anyone who's paid any attention to basketball recently, even Dick Vitale, knows that the rise of the mid-majors was made possible because most top teams lose their best players to the NBA after a year or two. But big programs still have more resources, though Michael Litos, author of Cinderella: Inside the Rise of Mid-Major College Basketball, says that smaller schools might not have as much, but they often have enough.
Everybody's gotten a whole heck of a lot richer. You know, Kentucky's athletics budget is $72 million, and the entire Colonial Athletic Association, I believe, is $19 million. So the disparity is still there. But $19 million is a heck of a lot of money.
There's a plausible argument to be made that some mid-major jobs are not just better from a lifestyle standpoint, but may very well afford coaches a better chance to advance in the NCAA tournament. I asked John Gassaway of Basketball Prospectus, is Gonzaga simply a better job than Oregon State? Does Butler have better long-term prospects than Iowa?
To even pose the question answers it. To even say, you know, is this college that has 4,000 students, is this college that plays in the Horizon League, is it on a par with these Big Ten and Pac-10 types? I mean, that speaks volumes right there.
And speaking of speaking volumes, it's now easier to do so. Eric Revenot, coach of mid-major Portland, has recruits who see his team play on TV, or maybe it's not even TV.
Some people don't know whether they're watching it on live TV, DVR, or their computer now. And from a social media standpoint, you can have a voice and the program's personality can get out there.
In fact, the reason I called Revenot, of all coaches, was that he had just tweeted his practice plans for today. The biggest reason to think that future Final Fours will often see mid-majors is that success begets success. Some kid in the Midwest is picking up a basketball today, imagining that he's Shelvin Mack of Butler, not any player on Indiana. A top player who is thinking of the University of Virginia just dug out that letter of interest from Virginia Commonwealth. Maybe even somewhere in Tampa, Florida, a bald man named Dick is reconsidering all those things he thought about VCU. Mike Pesca, NPR News.